All right. So tomorrow we're on Shavuot Daf Yud Bet Amud. And I'm going to start at Yud Aleph Amud Bet. So we saw this whole idea here of Rabbi Yoch Shimon. There's his own shitta of that the Rosh Chodesh Seir is to mechaper for people who are tahor et tamei. And we discuss all of ideas of what can be used and what can't be used, what can be nifta, what can't be, what you can do pinyon, what you can't do pinyon. Rabbi Yochanan says at the end of this Amud Avih, Amud Yochanan, Tamidin Shlo Tshachu Litzibur, Rediv Rabbi Shimon, A Niftin, Tamim, you can't do the pigeon on them. If they are Tamim, you have to wait for them to become Pagum. That's the idea, Rabbi. We say we can't do pigeon when they Tamim, means that they still are perfect and could be used as a Korban. You've got to wait for them. Remember, we said that they go and into the Mir'eh, and you wait until Mistavim, right? They get a mum, and then you can put in the Divrei Chachamim Nifdin Tamimin. So now the Gemara is like this: Rabbanan, the Pligid Rabbi Shimon, Ma'inin. Who are they? These Chachamim here that said you can do Pidyon Tamimim. Who are they? Okay, that's the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara is going to connect this up to the previous sugyas which we learned in the last 2 days, because we mentioned that the one example was Ketoret. We saw that Ketoret could be that there was a way to poder the Ketoret, and the Paraduma. There was a way that you could poder a Paraduma. If you found a better Paraduma, we said that the Paraduma, for any reason whatsoever, if you find a better reason, you can exchange them. Now we got a problem, because normally the klal is that once you were mone a behema as a korban, even if you come along now and exchange it to something else, if that korban couldn't be imported as a korban, it stays kadosh. Remember that? That was our problem. So if you now say, this is kadosh, but that was already kadosh, you can't, it means you want them both. I understood that you actually want them both to be kadosh. So how do you do pidyon here on the tamimi? That's really the underlying question of what's taking place over here. So the question like this: who are they? Now, e neima rabbanan de ketoret. If you say this is the rabbanan that we had earlier on, right? It's a ketoret. We've got another problem over here. Remember, the problem is that the underlying sugya yesterday was Leiv Beitin Matne. And we said one of the reasons was, how do we have this? The Beitin. The Beitin say that whenever you do anything, they are Matne. There's a condition in the minds of Beitin that it's only until something, unless there was a reason why we couldn't use it. Rabbi Shimon says there's no such thing as Leiv Beitin Matne. So Rabbi Shimon says there's no Beitin Matne, he's got a problem, right? So now, Inam Rabbanan de Ketoret, okay? If you tell me Rabbanan de Ketoret, they're the ones who said there that we could have the example. That was on Yudam or Aleph. We had the Rabbanan of Ketoret, right? They were the ones who had that. Remember, we had the example of Ketoret. It was the B'nai, what were their names? Who were the Ketoret family? I'm going to forget them. Ketoret, remember them. Who were the other Ketoret family? B'nai Aftinas. I think Aftinas. B'nai Aftinas, I think they were the Ketoret family. They used to get paid, and there was a problem. There was a problem that we always had a spare amount in the Beit HaMikdash of Ketoret and of Korbanot. Right? You'd always keep a spare. In case the Ketoret wouldn't work, there'd always be a spare Ketoret. And in case there were Korbanot, you'd have Korbanot that were to me, there'd always be enough Korbanot. There were like six, we learned a few days ago, there were always like six spare Korbanot at any given time. Right, for 3 days, like Korban Tamid for 2 days or two each for 3 days. And the problem was that you had to use this year's Korbanot and Ketoret with this year's money from the Lishka. So everybody would come to the Beit HaMikdash on Pesach and bring their shekel would go into a kupah, and that was used for the year. Once Nisan came along, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, ois. We can't use last year's money for this year's korbanot. See, if we had leftover korbanot, leftover ketoret, we couldn't use it this coming year because it had to be bought with this year's ketoret, with this year's money. So the chachamim had a patent, and what they do was they would, with the ketoret, they take the money from last year, and they'd pay the guys, because you can't be mezalzel, and it's a bizayon to be mezalzel, the ketoret or the korbanot. So what they would do is, they with the aftimas, with the family of the ketoret, they'd pay them basically their salary. In Ketoret, it appears, and they'd buy back the Ketoret from with the new money. So basically, they now bought Ketoret for this year's money. So it's a bit more complicated. And the same thing with the Korbanot, right? They take the Korbanot, they would poder them with old money, and then buy them back with new money, and that's why they could keep the Korban. Because it was also that you wanted to have respect for the Korban. Once it was a Korban, you don't just let a Korban die. We'll see that just now. It's a machloket Tanaim. We'll see you shift it now. some other shit on this daf. So now, even what, let's say Shani, so maybe it was the Chachamim who said that you can do the pidyon for the ketoret. So the Gemara said, no, Shani ketoret. Maybe ketoret is different. Why? The law by Re'iyahui. With a korban, Rabbi Shimon says that you can't do pidyon when it's tamim. What can you do with it? Let it go graze in the fields, in the pasture, right? And when it gets a mum, we'll put it. But with ketoret, it's not, you can't send it out to pasture. You can't, right? So maybe that's why ketoret you can do pidyon. It's not a good example. So okay, maybe Rabbanan de Parah. Again, something of yesterday's daf, right? Maybe it's the Rabbanan who said that the paraduma, that any time you got another paraduma better than that, you can do korban. Maybe that's the Chachamim Rabbi Yochanan speaking about. The says, no, deal meshani paraduma. Maybe paraduma is different. Why? The damaya karin, because it's expensive. Paraduma, you got to treat with absolute, you know, it's different laws to stam korban. Maybe paraduma is so expensive that that's why you can convert paraduma to paraduma. I'm not even sure if I'm convinced of that argument. Anyhow, right? So the Gemara says, okay, so who is it? The Rabbanan, the Amrulo. We're speaking about these Rabbanan, right? And who's the Amrulo? In our Mishnah, Rashi says, Hachi Amrulo, Hoyov, Ein Kapatan, Shave, Veleit Lach, Leif, Beitin, Matana, Matne. That's the guy who said to Rabbi Shimon that you don't have this Beitin, Matne. Shimon, Vad, Bezir, Yakriv, Lezir, Kaparachid. Hey, Hachi, you criven. How would you, so what would you do? Right? How do you bring these things? And we said there that maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. So we might Rabbi Yehuda. Why would we think it's Rabbi Yehuda? Right? And this is, if it was Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Rabbi Yehuda would say to Rabbi Shimon. Vachi kamale. Bishlom ledidi Rabbi Shimon. I've got no problem. Why? I'm in the lev beitin matnalev. I'm telling you that these tamidim that are left over, I've got no problem because I said that beitin was matnalev. Right? I'm tulachi yikrivu. And therefore bring these. But ele ledidach tamato yusa beitin didn't have that intention. Amai yikrivu. How can they one do for them? Rabbi Shimon was the one who said that each one can serve for the other one, regalim and Rosh Chodesh and etc. etc. Remember, we had the hierarchy; they could all go down. They couldn't go up. Remember, like Rosh Chodesh can't do, can't do for Rosh Chodesh. Remember, so how can you do one for the other? How can they serve? They aren't. There's no baiting here having intention. There's no baiting initially made a t'nai on it, right? Maybe that's this is the Rabbi Yehuda who's arguing Rabbi Shimon over there. He's the one that Rabbi Yochanan brought over here. So the Gemara says, Dilman, the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe it's actually Meir. And Rabbi Meir is the one, and this is what Rabbi Meir would have said to Rabbi Shimon. Why can they all do the other to Rabbi Shimon? Meir, now Mishnah said that all, at the end of the day, everything came for Kapora. Remember that, Rabbi Meir? He said they've all got some sort of Kapora for the Kodesh and Doshav. And therefore, if they've all got Kapora, so what's the difference? What they called? The bottom line is they all serve the same purpose. Maybe that was the guy that the Chachamim or Rabbi Yochanan speaking about. So Gemara says doesn't like this idea either, right? So he says ele le didach ele Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Gemara. The Gemara concludes at the end of the day that it's neither the Chachamim of the Ketoret, it's neither the Chachamim of the Para, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Meir. Chachamim had at the end Rabbi Yochanan had a Mesorah, and what was his Mesorah? His Mesorah was, right, Ledivra Rabbi Shimon ain't niftin. As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, we don't do pidyon. Ledivra Chachamim niftin, we do pidyon. So we go back now. Rabbanan, the plague of Rabbi Shimon, mining, because Rabbi Yochanan said over here, Temidin shelo hutzuchu letzibu, those korbanot temidin that we can't use them anymore. Rabbi Shimon said, you can't do pidyon. Chachamim said, yes, stam Mesorah. It's not like any other Tanaim. That was a Mesorah that Rabbi Shimon said. Right? So we couldn't actually link it to any of these other Tanaim in the Mishnah. So now, the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Shimon, delayt lelev beitin matne alehin. So now we've got a problem. Rabbi Shimon says that you don't have the concept of beitin matne, that beitin from the outset had the intention that if they were left over, they'd be used for something else. So Maya Vadinehu, what does he do with them? They're stuck. Right? What taka? Now what does he do? Right? So Rashi says that Latimidim Shlo Chokhulatimu, you got these extra Timidim left over. Now what does he do with them? So the Gemara says like this. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mekitzin Bahenet HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rabbi Yochanan, that he would bring them as a Mekitzin. Mekitzin, we'll see just now, Mekitzin in the, it means like a dessert. Okay, at the end, like the kites of the Mizbeach. Look at Rashi here. Kesha Mizbeach, this is important Rashi. Shamizbayach batel. The Mizbayach is empty. Right? People haven't brought korbanot. There aren't people bringing korbanot. The korbanot, remember, they're baking themselves, in the Bet HaMikdash themselves, they bring a korban tamid every day in the morning and in the evening. And then it was Yontif, it was Rosh Chodesh, it was one of the Rosh Yom Kippur. So there'd be plenty other korbanot there. But normal, on a normal day, what do you really have? A couple of korbanot that get brought. So you rely on people to bring their korbanot chatat, and people to bring shlamim, people bringing olot, people are bringing korbanot. But then it's a rainy day. People aren't coming to Jerusalem, right? So now, Kshibach Batel, what do they do? Makrivinoto ola lindavat zibur. Right? That you have use all these korbanot, and that fill up the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon himself says that stuff which wasn't which couldn't be used for something else, you bring it for another reason. He says, anyhow, they're all being served to do the tumah of the Mikdash, so bring it for another reason. So Alma Afagav, the love hired he kapra guf, even though you aren't using it for this exact kapara it was intended to be, came under Shaykha Bemikzata, it's still got a bit of Shaykhis, it's still a little bit relevant. Karevla. Hachinami says, just like you do that, so to Yachinami, Elu shilukhu letzorech tamid. You brought it as a korban tamid. Right? Velohu tshuchu. You don't need it now because you've finished the korban or tamid, and that was never brought in this process, and now it's lying around there waiting in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Velohu tshuchu yikarevu lekeitz mizbeach. Bring it to the mizbeach sharei l'shem olah hufreshu. Because nonetheless, he says, it's an olah. It was a korban tamid, but he says the korban tamid is like an olah of a kind, because the korban tamid was burnt. The whole thing was burnt. The kaitz nami olahu, and this korban kaitz or kaitz. How do they punctuate their kaitz or kaitz? By the way, so he says it's also an olah, and therefore once it's olah, it's olah. On the kafresh mahu lashon kaitz. Rashi will explain that what kaitz is. The next amud. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Shimon says. Bring it as a bring, just bring it. Stam as a benefit. Like words like this. And now Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak. He gets a little bit sidetracked here. He now goes into this din of Rabbi Shimon. And we'll see afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan does not necessarily agree with that. Okay, so just follow me, yeah? So now, imagine, open up brackets now. I'm sure by Yitzchak, Umode Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Shimon agrees. And we'll see Rabbi Yochanan is cholek. In the next Amud, we'll see just that. Rabbi Yochanan, remember this, eh? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with this. What Rabbi Shimon? Beseirei chatat. She'ein mekitzin begufan. You don't use the actual korban itself for a korban chatat. Remember, he said, Rabbi Shimon, that an olah is an olah is an olah. If it came as a korban tamid, doesn't matter. You can use a korban kaitz, I mean, because they're both olot. An olah gets burnt up completely, right? Kalil nisraf. But he says a korban chatat is different. You can't use its body itself. So what do you do? Ele b'dmehen. You use its money. So Rabbi Shimon here says the korban chatat, right? And now I think that these Rashi's hatam and hacha should actually say hacha and hatam. But anyhow, we'll see in a second why I say that. It's like this, hacha, with regard to the korban tamidim, which we spoke about, the mi'ikara ola, the hashta ola, that they were an ola, now they're also an ola. No problem, you can use the bodies, you can use the actual korban, because it wasn't ola, that's an ola. Right, aval hatam there, with regard to the korban chatat, the mi'ikara chatat, originally it was a chatat, that's what it was dedicated for, but you're not going to use it as a chatat. Why wouldn't you use it as a chatat? Okay. We'll see in a second while we go, but read the Rosh in a second. Right? Vahashta Ola, and now you're going to use it as an Ola, because remember the kites of the Mizbeach, this kites of the Mizbeach, this dessert of the Mizbeach, is something that gets burnt up completely. Korban Chatat, they eat the meat. Remember, very important. The Kohen himself, who does the Korban, has to eat the meat, because that's how he proves that there was no wrong intention, there was no pigu. Right? The Korban, part of the Kapara is the Korban eats the meat. The Kohen eats the meat of the Korban. When Ola gets burnt. So originally it's brought as a Korban Chatat. Now it's going to be brought as an Ola. He says it's a Gzaira. What's the Gzaira? Lachar Kapara Atu Lifnei Kapara. Off the Kapara is before Kapara. Now what's our problem with the Chatat? Now here we go read these two Rashi. Look at this Rashi over here. He says over here, Mori Rabbi Shimon B'Shrei Chatat. She niknu mitchumot halishka shel shana zo. It was a Korban Chatat. It wasn't a private Korban Chatat. It was a public Korban Chatat, a communal Korban Chatat brought the money from the Lishka. V'nitvatru. And it was left over. Kegon Seir Shosh Chodesh Adar. Remember, you bought. Imagine it was being going to be used set aside for Shosh Chodesh Adar. She'avad, and it got lost. They took out the korban and the korban ran away. Okay, or got hidden in the one in the, I don't know, somewhere in the Beit HaMikdash, or ran away. I don't know what happened. Got lost, and they only found this animal in Nisan. But now it's too late. Why? Because Nisan already has to be used with money from this year. Can't be me. They can't use it now. Right? Shall we lekarev or the chovat tzibur? Vayhula ketzer zech. What are we going to do to Rabbi? Should we use it now for the ketzer zech? We'll use it to bring us an extra spare korban. More dehu, Rabbi Shimon would agree here. She'ein mekitzin beguf or lekarev uola. You can't use ela de demav sheirae. Right? So same thing. Now you'll stick this korban chatat out to pasture. You wait for it to get a blemish. When it gets a blemish, you redeem it. You'll take the money that you redeemed it with, right? You redeem it, and then you go and sell it to somebody. And with the money that you got from the sale, you go and buy a new korban for this year. Right? So that's what I'm assuming. That's how you get to a case where you can't use it, right? So now, but here, with regard to chatat, what's the gzeira? The gzeira is, look at Rashi quickly again, about hacha gzeira, hacha kapara, atukon kapara. Imach sheret chata tzibu likrev ola lachar shin chapu tzibu by acher. If we're going to say now we can use it as a chata again after the tzibu have done it, what we're going to do? Then he tells it and use it for the katsis bayach. Ati lichshur einami leola konim kapara. We were worried that if we say this korban chata was brought for kapara, if it gets lost, we're going to have to bring another korban in this place and do kapara with that korban. And now we're going to bring it again. We were worried if we would just say we could bring it again, people wouldn't actually do kapara the first time around. They'd wait until they found the next one. So there wouldn't be a kapara. But the second time it wasn't brought as a chatat. It was brought as an ola. So now you haven't got kapara at all. So Chama said, never ever. When a korban chatat is going to be replaced, that never replaced, you can't use the same korban, that you've got to exchange it for money. So we don't get to be confused and think that that's the korban that's going to serve the kapara. Okay? That's basically the idea. So Amar Abaya. So now we've got basically Rabbi Shimon says that if you, what do you do with it? You put it as a korban kaitz, because we've got a problem. What do you do with it now? Right? Because you can't put it at tamimim. We brought this Rabbi Shimon by Yitzchak, who says Rabbi Shimon says that only with regards to korban, not regards to korban chata. Now the Gemara is going to stop for a second and bring another three or four opinions who all agree. And all other sources will prove what we just spoken about now. And then we're going to go back. Rabbi Yochanan's going to cholek on this Shmuel by Yitzchak and say no, right? That you can bring even a korban chatat as it's good as an animal in its own place. Okay, let's go. So now, everybody with me?
Just about.
Hey?
Just about.
No. I know I've got technical. But let's just do this very, very quickly. Let's just summarize it for 1 second. It's worth summarizing it. We've got a problem. We know that Rabbi Yochanan says over here that a korban, right, temidin, shelo hut shechulutzi, which you can't use any longer. You can do pidyon, you can put it, even though it was tamim, without any blemish. Right. Rabbi Shimon says no. So Rabbi Shimon says you can't put it without any blemish. What do you do, Rabbi Shimon? What does he say you do with these things? He says, no problem, keep that korban, don't do pidyon, and use it to fill up an empty mizbayach. However, Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak makes a distinction. Says Rabbi Shimon said you can do that only with korbanot to work from the outset a korban ola. But a korban was originally going to be brought as a korban chatat. You can't do that with its body. You've got to sell it, redeem it, find a whole way to get rid of it, and then get it a blemish first, and then with its money go and buy other korbanot, and then you bring those korbanot as to fill up the mizbeach. Okay,
now.
The blemish, you've got to first get a blemish. Because Rabbi Shimon said you can't do podeh, you can never do podeh to a tam.
Can you give it a blemish?
You can't, no, that's beyadayim. You've got to let it go out of pasture, put it in an area which is full of a tile, you know, these like barbed wire fences. Mm-hmm. You know there's got a very good chance you're going to bump into a fence, and then once it gets a blemish, you can't use it for the korban any longer. But you can't do it, you can't chop its ear off. We'll learn about that. Okay, so now, Amar Abaya, Af Ananami Tanina, we also got a Makor, Par, Useir, Shalyoma Kippurim Shavdu, right, these Korbanot of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur which got lost, Vehefishachem Tachim, and they already, and now they replaced them with new ones, Vehchein, Sire Avodazara Shavdu, and also they brought a Korban Seir for Avodazara which got lost, Vehefishachem Tachtehen, and they brought others in their place. Right, kulan yamutu. If you found them, obviously, right? Now you found them. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to leave them out to die. You can't do anything with them. Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. You see the two Tanaimis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that's our problem here at the moment. Our Tana here, we're dealing with it, huh? Omrim, Yiru, you let them out to pasture, Ad Sheyista Avu, until they get a mum, right? Umviyimachru, and then you sell them. And then what do? You plud mehen nedava. You take the money that you got from selling them, you go and you buy a korban nedava. So that's exactly what we see over here. Why? She'ein chatatzibur meita. You don't let it die, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. Who does let them die? He says, no. Korban chayin doesn't die. You replace it. Va'amai. Why do we have to go through this whole process? Nikrevu inu gufai yola. Let's just take his body and use it as an ola. Right? So the question is, Elalav Shema Bina, Gzeira Lachar Kapara, Atre Kapara. Same idea over here, because these aren't Tamidim to begin with, these weren't Olot, these were Korbanot Chataot, Chataim, and therefore we don't use the body, we redeem it, like Rabbi Shimon said. That was the second, the Amrava, Rabbi says, Af Anamiti, we're still going to Makor for this. And what's a Makor? He says over here, right, this over here is a Gemara Yuma, Yom Kippur, Vahashaini, the second one you leave out to pasture until it gets a mum, it gets a blemish, you sell it, and you use its money then to buy a korban nedava to fill up the mikdash. Why don't you just use it as an ola itself? Any korban chata we got a problem with. Now look, it's worth looking at Rashi, explains nicely what's going on in Yom Kippur here. Look at Vahashaini Yirae, look at that Rashi there. You've got two serim on Yom Kippur. We actually got three, right? But the two main ones which we know about, the one is La'azazel and the one is La'ashem. So the one La'azazel is called the serim mishlach. It gets sent out. So now what happens is, you make shemait ha'mishlach. One of the korban you had to send out, La'azazel dies. Now you've got a problem. They've got to both be the same. Remember, they had two in its place. They had separate, an extra like a reserve pair. You've got to bring two others. Ulahagril alam, you've got to do a lot to them as well. You have two others and you've got to choose the whole process all over again. Now one of them gets chosen to be the Sirim Mishtaleach and he goes Lazazel. But now what's the problem? We've now got one left over for Lashem. But the original Lashem was still around. So you've got two Lashem. Venim Tsushnaim, Lashem, Echad Mizug Rishon from the first one, Echad Mizug Shaini from the second pair. Echad Yikarev Leseir Anasabi, the one you use as the Korban. Vasheni, Yiraev, Yiplu, Damav, Dava, you let it go out and you let it pasture till it gets a mum, and then becomes a Dava, She'ein, Chatat, Zibu, Meita, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, so they die, you don't let them die. Right now, the Rashi adds here, Uman, Shamat, Lei, Damar, Ein, Chatat, Zibu, Meita, who's the one who says that a Chatat, Kormach, doesn't die? Rabbi Shimon, and what does he say? Ukama, Yiraev, Velo, Kama, Yikarev, he says, you can't bring the stress of the Kormach, why? Because we said, Oni, Korban, Chatat, Kormach, Rabbi Shimon, there's a Gzaira, of Ati Kapara. V'chol yiplu l'rava d'kama v'shimon v'chol duchte l'ketvins b'achu. Okay, so that is the third, that's Amar Rava as well. And it's Rabbi Nagzer Acher Kriv. Amar Ravina says as well, Af Adon Amitri, we've also got a brighter that supports this. And what do we say? Asham shemaitu ba'alav, a person who's bringing a korban asham, right? And then his father, but his owner, right? The person who's bringing the korban dies, or shnit chapru ba'alav, right? Or they already used another cup, a korban, to mitchaper. That's what Rashi says, right? Then yirae ad shistei v'yimacher. Same idea. You let it go to pasture till it gets a blemish, and then you sell it. V'yiplu damav nedava, and use its money for a nedava. Right now, on this over here, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he says, Omer Yamut, let it die. So Rabbi Eliezer here is similar to Rabbi Yehuda in the very first example that we brought. Rabbi Yehuda speaking about Korban Chatat, speaking about Korban Asham. Now, Asham and Chatat are very similar, right? They both people bring them four sins. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yavid Bedamav Olav Likarev. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says, bring the money as an Olah, and you can use the content very similar to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, Haguf Olah, but it's an Olah. Bring it to the law itself. In a love, Gzeir lacha kapara, Shma mina. There's probably writing about that. If we would allow any korban that's used for kapara, if we would use it as itself for another kapara korban, we'd think that maybe the guy wouldn't do kapara the first time around, therefore there wouldn't be proper kapara, and therefore when it comes to any korban that's done for kapara, there's a gzaira that you don't use the korban itself, you redeem the korban and you bring money, you buy a new korban, and that becomes an ola. The korban is another makor. Tainam Yachi, we've got a brighter as well, right? Like Rabbi Shimon. Mahein mevin minamotarot. What does it mean when we said they bring them from the left? What do we do? Mahein mevin minamotarot. What do they bring from the motarot? He says over here, kites kivnot suach lemizbach. They bring them as kites. Here the Gemara says kites, right? Yeah, kites, right? This is like the summer sort of idea. Kivnot suach lemizbach. What's kivnot suach? So we're going to need a bit of help here from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, look at Rabbeinu Chananel, the kites mizbach kivnot. He says kivnot. Sova, shehein ta'anei chivarta. They white figs, right? La adam shochinotan bekinuach suda. That you bring as a dessert. I'm not sure what white figs are. Oh, figs, yeah. Figs are like you get dark and yellow, white figs, yeah. I don't know, maybe they're particularly like a sweeter type of fig. The case is they like figs. Now the Gemara's got a problem. I'm getting a little bit sidetracked over here completely. But the Gemara says, what do you mean you bring them like figs? The Gemara says, like figs. Right, look at the last Rashi. It says, "Minei metika hulashon kites, v'akites lechol enai." Like some sort of sweet stuff that you bring. The Gemara says, "What is it? V'akativ ki kol sor v'chol devash v'chule." The pasuk there says, "Kol seir v'chol devash." Is it another pasuk over here? Kol sor v'chol devash lo taktumin shel Hashem. You don't bring it as a korban. You can't bring that. You know, you don't bring honey, for example, in Pidah Ketoret, right? You don't bring Ketoret. So any place, you don't bring ever bring honey as a korban, right? Because of gaiva. Remember we said that, right? So he says, like the kol sovaros lo taktiru. So how can you tell me here that you're bringing these like, we said you bring them like you bring dates. So we understand, figs. So understand that like you bring figs means you obviously bring figs.
But you don't
bring figs. Like a person would eat figs for himself, a person, you bring these korbanot as dessert for the mizbeach. So now, we're still on the subject of this kites for the mizbeach. So now, Darish Rabbi Nachman bar Rav Chisda ain mekitzin bulat haof. He says, by the way, he says, you can never bring a bird as a kite. When you want to fill up the Beit HaMikdash, you only fill it up with animals, not with birds. Right? You can't bring those. I'm Rava, hi burcha. This word burcha is an interesting word. Yeah. Look at Rashi, the hi burcha, the very first, very nelerans. Davar habadui min halev. These are like a laughing matter, like a joke from your heart. Deminalacha, where do you get this from? Right? Stop talking nonsense. Okay, in our terminology, stop talking nonsense, right? It's a joke. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rava. So this is Rava says to him, right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rav Nachman Rav Chizda. This is a joke. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to Rava, no, my bruchete, what's the joke? Ana amrita nihale, I said it. Umishmei de Rav Shimi minaharda amrita nihale. I said, Rav Shimi minaharda. And what did he say? Rav Shimi minaharda. He said like this, mutarot lindavat zibur azli. Right? All the remnants, what are left over, go as a nedava for the tzibur. Ve'elot off the tzibur. We don't bring it off. Right? Look at that Rashi there. It says there, the Tani Rokim, we go to Makor, in Torah Kodim, in the Midrash of Ayikra. Ve'kriv mina torim, hayachid mevi off, ve'elot tzibur mevi off. Only individuals bring offot. There's no offot for Korban Tzibur. So Makor, don't laugh. Okay. So now we finish with that story. Now remember I said, and we're going to go back and cholek. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak, the previous Amud said over here, that Mordor Shum Bisrei Chatat, Shein Mekitzin Begufa, that a Korban Chatat, you don't bring its guf. Only a Korban Ola, you could bring its guf. Remember? The Gemara says like this. Va'af Shmuel Savala Daha de Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Shmuel gives Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur. Okay, this is a sakin. Yeah, sakin. I've actually even put a dot into the kaf here in front of me. Sakin moshachtan lema shehen. Right? You have to read Rashi here to explain this. What is he saying over here? Go to that first Rashi. Lahad Rabbi Yochanan. Da'amad la'el. Temidin. Shelo hutzuchu Rabbi Shimon. Delayt le'leiv beitin matana. Matna. Right? That korbanot tzibur. We will be asked what does Rabbi Shimon do with him. Rabbi Shimon says there's no conditional an appointment as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned with beitin. Mekitzim ben ha-mizbeach, he said that you use them for the mizbeach, begufan, with their body, ve'ein tzrichin, you'd have to send them out to pasture, right, with regards to that, so af Shmuel, savala, lahad Rabbi Yochanan, with regarding that, right, then what do you do? He says, sakin moshachtan lemashen, sakin ha-shochatan stam, when you're going to shech them, right, moshachtan lekorban shufrash mitchila lechach, You bring it for the korban it was brought for originally. Va'afilu ein ze oto korban. After that's not the same korban anymore because it's already been used. They've already brought another korban in its place. Ukegon ola tamid. Right, like a tamid. Ola lakayitz im eino ra'ui le tamid. You bring it as is, irrespective if it's a chatat, if it's a tamid, whatever the case is, you bring it as a korban. You don't have to send it out to pasture. So that's Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak, who put all these lists of people who supported him, right, that Rabbi Shmuel would agree that you've got to send it out first with a chatat. Here we've got Shmuel, Sabala, Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't need to do any of that, right? And here we've got Tana Meachin, another brighter, Umar Rabbi Shmuel b'siyutzim lo kara b'regil yikra b'rosh chodesh. And Rabbi Shmuel himself says that that Seir, if you never used it on the regil, bring it for Rosh Chodesh. And if you didn't bring Lo Karab Rosh Chodesh, you can bring Kippurim. You didn't bring Rosh Chodesh, bring Yom Kippurim. Vim Lo Karev, bring Yom Kippurim. If you didn't use Yom Kippurim, you can bring a regel. Either way. Vim Lo Karev a regel, say, you can bring a regel achem. Another regel. Right, why? Shemitchilato lo ba el lechaper amizbeach hachitzon. Whatever the case was, it was always going to be a korban for kapara on the external ben amizbeach. And therefore, whatever the case is, it's good one for the other, and you don't have to send it out to pasture and get a mum and bring its money and buy the money, etc., etc. So we brought all those examples. We've proven now Rabbi Yochanan was right, and you can use the korban itself as far as Shimon is concerned. Okay, so that is how we've summed up basically this whole sugya. Clear. So we started off asking what Rabbi Shimon do with them, which Rabbi Shimon says, just bring them to Kaitim Mizbeach. Then we said, but Rabbi Shimon Yitzchak said, that only applies to an Ola, not to a Chatat. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree. Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, and we end up bringing this Bekor Avia, proving from our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon said you can bring them all for any of the Regalim or vice versa. When we're speaking now about the Seir that was used Bachutz, remember we said in Kippur there were two Seirim. There was a Seir Pnim and the Seir Chutz. Remember? The Seir Pnim is only for the Seir Pnim. That doesn't work otherwise. That's inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, inside the Kodesh. But they're talking about the Seir Chutz, which was brought on his back outside, can be used and mixed and intermingled either way. Doesn't have to go and be used. Okay, now, the Gemara says like this. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Va'al Zadon Tumat Mikdash Ukdoshav Seir Nasir Pnim. This is, remember our Mishnah, we had a whole list of halochas. It was a machloket there. And then we had a whole list of halachas which were stam, which weren't subject to machlok of anybody. And we started off, al zadon tumat migdash ukdoshav. The person was bezad b'mezid, intentionally went in tamay into the ben hamikdash. We said the seir ha'naseh bifnim, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. So we saw now that the seir ha'naseh bifnim serves as two functions, right? First, it's for the function of a person who had yediyah at the beginning and then forgot and never yediyah at the end. The seir in bifnim was mechaper. And also people who were bemezid. Right? Now obviously we're talking here about mezid without hatra'ah. If you were mezid with hatra'ah, then you got malkot, right? So korban's not going to help you. But if you were mezid and not hatra'ah, so you don't bring your own korban, this korban does the job for you. Okay, let's go. Okay, minani midi bina. That's from the word. Tani Rabbanan. Pasuk says they've got a pasuk. V'chiper, right? Pasuk says Zaviyah v'chiper laKodesh mitumo penei shab umpshehem lechol chadam v'chen yasir olam moed haushochen tamim tochutem adam. Right, and the Gemara says Kodesh mitumo penei Yisrael. Right, and it says there mipishehem umipishehem. Pishehem is a poshaya. A poshaya is something that doesn't amaze it. So the korban is chiper laKodesh mitumo penei Yisrael. Right? The Gemara says, Pshehem Eilu HaMeradim. That's Poshaya. He's a Mored, person who does things intentionally. Chen Omer, Melech Moav, Pashabi. Melech Moav, he did against me intentionally. Omer, Al Tivsha, Levana, Ba'et Ha'id, same. Two psukim to prove that Poshaya means Mored. Plus, we also got Chataot. The Pasuk says there as well. V'chimera, 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 V'chol Chatotam. So we've got a Poshaya and a Chote. A Chote is Bashogeg, and a Poshaya is intentionally Elo Ashkagot. V'chen Omer, Nefesh Ki Techeta Bishkaga. Okay, a Chote is someone that does it by mistake. U'Bashogeg. So we got a Chote and a Poshaya intentionally in there. Next halach in the Mishnah was Al Shar Avairot Sheba Torah. Remember now, it's worth looking in the Mishnah for a second. On Bet Amud Bet, it goes like Al Shar Avairot Sheba Torah, Hakalot, all the other Avairos. And the Mishnah lists Hakalot, the light ones, Vachamot, and the severe ones, Hasdonot, the ones you do on purpose, Vashkut, the ones you do by mistake, Hodah, the ones that you knew about, Velodah, you never knew about, Asay, Velot Asay, positive and negatives, Kritud, which you have Kritud po, Mitat Beitin, you have to be killed by Beitin, Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper, all of these, the Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper. So now we've got all three Seirim, right? The Seir Pnim is for Yedid at the beginning, Yedid at the end, and for Mezid. Seir Chatat on the outside, the Seir on the, that it brings outside was for those who don't have who have Yedid at the end, not Yedid at the beginning. And now we've got the Seir Mishtaleach, the Seir that gets sent to Azazel, is for all these. But what's the problem with all these lists? They all seem to repeat themselves. Look at the Gemara's question. Right? The Gemara's question is, Hainu, so the Gemara's like this, Hainu Kalot. What are you talking about? What these are kalot. Hainu asay, velot asay. We've got mitzvot asay and mitzvot lot asay, which are also kalot. And then you've got chamurot on the kritut and the mitot baitin. So it seems to be that the Mishnah is repeating itself. It says kalot, and then it says asay velot asay. Chamurot, kritut, mitot baitin. But they aren't separate. Those are them. Hodah. Hainu mezid, when you know something, you're mezid. Lo hodah, if you don't know something, hainu shogeg. So why do we have hodah, lo hodah, mezid, shogeg? They are all the same. So the Gemara stuck as Amrav Yehuda, hachikam, let's see if we have to understand this Gemara. Al shar averot sheba Torah, bein kalot, bein chamurot. Right? That's what we mean. When we said shar averot sheba Torah, we mean either the kalot or the chamurot. And then, right, when we've got the kalot, bein shasan b'shogeg, or the chabain shah b'shog b'ezid. Will you do them on b'shogeg with the b'ezid? Look at Rashi there. Bein she'asa'an b'shogeg. Hai shogeg d'hacha leikini fushay. It's not coming. Ela b'davar she'en shkiyato chatat. Ela asham talu. No, one second. Go back to Amar B'Yehuda. Sefer d'matnitin, he says, the end of the Mishnah, mefar she'lei l'reisha. That's really what's happening here. It's not that the Mishnah is repeating itself. It lists kalot v'chamurot, and then it explains what are we speaking about. V'chuluhu peirush de kalot v'chamurotu. They're all now explanations to what are kalot and what are chamurot. So you got kalot that are either mezid or b'shogeg. You got chamurot that are mezid b'shogeg. You got hodah v'lo hodah, hodah v'lo hodah could be kalot or chamurot, etc. Right? And then we've got bein shasam b'shogeg, bein shasam b'mezid. And now, otan shasam b'shogeg, those who are b'shogeg could be bein nodalo, whether you knew bein nodalo sveikan, bein lo nodalo sveikan. Now this is right. We'll see in a second what Nodaska. And let's just finish off here quickly. And then Elu Hakalot. These are one of the Kalot. I say it looks at positive and negatives. For Elu Hain Chamurot. One of the Chamurot. Kritut Umitot Beitin. You have Kalot. You have Mita. Right. So now before we just go into that question, the Gemara over here. Bein Baasan B'Shogeg. Right. Hai Shogeg Dach. Rashi says particularly this Shogeg we're speaking about over here is like a Ifrusha Elu B'Davar She'en Shkigato Chatat. Talking about a shogeg, which is not a regular korban chatat. Right? So what type of shogeg is that? Right? Ela asham talui. It's an asham talui. It's because you bring an asham talui means you're going to bring an asham because it's a safek. You aren't certain, right? It's basically, right? Kagon achal achat mishtei chat. There were two pieces of something in front of you like meat. Achat shel chayri. What was chayri, which is asher to eat? The chat shel shuman, one is fat, which is allowed to eat. They look the same. And your day as achal. Now he's not sure, so he brings a korban talui. If it was chaylev, then I bring a korban. If it wasn't a chaylev, if it was shuman, then it's just a korban nedava. Okay, that's the sort of shogeg we speak about over here. And then what does it mean, bain shen nodalo besafek nodalo besafek, look at Rashi. Shen nodalo sheba lidei safek chaylev. Right, Beishon Adalo, Lifnei Yom HaKippurim, Shachal Safek Chaylev, before Yom Kippur, he ate what he might have thought was Chaylev, Ein Tzarich Lavi Achrei Yom HaKippurim Hasham Tarui. That doesn't have to mean this Korban Hashem, which we spoke about now. Remember the same thing with the woman who was pregnant, remember? The woman who was pregnant, and then the Korban, if she went off to Yom Kippur, she had to bring her own Korban, the same idea over here. If he had the Safek of Hasham Tarui, and Yom Kippur came in the middle, he doesn't have to worry about it. This Korban does the job for him. Okay? And then the Gemara says, "Hai aseh hei chidami." This mitzvah aseh we're speaking about over here. What is it? Rako, what's our problem when we said "hai aseh"? Because we said over here that Yom Kippur is mechaper, right? So the hei chidami, right? How does it work? Ida lo avad tshuva. If the guy didn't do tshuva, so then how can the korban help him? Because we've got a pasuk that says "zevach rishaim to'eva." The sacrifices of the rishaim are an abomination. A guy who's a Rasha can't bring a korban. You have to be a tzaddik, you have to tshuva to be a korban. Right? And Edav, on the other hand, if he did tshuva, call your manami. What's the one about Yom Kippur for? He doesn't think I can do tshuva and bring a korban.
Why are you talking about an asay?
Because we said over here, because we said, yeah, bain asay, bain lo tasay. So the Gemara says, okay, on the lo tasay, we understand which we're speaking about, they've got a regular chatat. It's a case of lo nodalo safek. And now these asays, what I say is this, what I say is Yom Kippur going to help you for? If you haven't done tshuva, you were over on an assay, right? I understand your question. Your question is assay as opposed to mazi. That's your question.
I was going to say a lot assay.
No, the lot assay is mitzvah assay. As a rule, you don't bring a korban for, right? You don't bring korban for lot assay the b'shogeg. A korban is normally a mitzvah lot asay, that you be shogeg, and if had you done it b'mezid, you would have been chayv karet. So you mean a korban lot asay. Here we got the mitzvah says that this korban also works for an asay, right? Now we said that obviously it's an asay where there wasn't hatra'ah. There was hatra'ah. No, nothing to do with hatra'ah. So there's nothing to do with it, right? An asay normally wouldn't work, but here we said it does work. So the Gemara is saying now, what's he going to guy?
This is a case where he did not do an assay.
He didn't do an assay. He had a mitzvah assay through, he never did it. Because look at that Rashi there. See, I'm skipping out all the, I'm not reading all the Rashis here today. Right, look at Rashi there. Right, he says, Yahechidami ida lo asa tshuva, she'eno tohe al chato. He isn't worried all by the fact of his sin. So he was meant to do something, he didn't do it. Did put in tefillin? I don't know if I put in tefillin today. Didn't trouble him, right? So now how can this korban help him? Because he's a Rasha, right? Id ava tshuva kol yom enami. He said, "Tanya avar mitzvat asay vaasa tshuva lo zaz misham ad shemochalim lo." So we see that any time a guy does tshuva, right, he gets proper tshuva. What are you looking for? So I'm Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, "No. What are we speaking about? Omed b'mardo. He hasn't done tshuva. Right? It's not the case of doing tshuva. The tshuva look Rashi there. De lo ava tshuva udekashi lach zevach rishayim toiva." And how can the korban work? We've got this question we asked of Zevach Rishim is an abomination. The Rebbe here and Rebbe, well, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, I'll call Avrot Shabbat Torah. Doesn't matter what vary in the Torah. Bein asat tshuva, bein lo asat tshuva, yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper, amazing Gemara. Say, chutz mi, porek o, megaleh panim, we'll see those three things tomorrow.